This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the UN of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. has announced a new $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes a wide array of missiles for air defense systems and other munitions, along with armored vehicles, boats, and other weapons. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. We are confident in the Ukrainian armed forces, and we are working around the clock to get them the equipment, the tools, the weapons that they need to defend against these attacks.
The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing, quote, a really difficult situation in the east. But he said a new supply of U.S. weapons was coming and Ukraine, quote, will be able to stop the Russians. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A third week of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial draws to a close on Friday. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Back on the witness stand today is Trump aide Madeleine Westerhout, who was working at the Republican National Committee when Trump's infamous Access Hollywood tape leaked right before the 2016 election. Prosecutors argue that the political firestorm is what hastened a $130,000 payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about her claim that she had a sexual encounter with Trump. Daniels wrapped up her testimony Thursday. On Thursday, Trump, who denies the sexual encounter ever happened, angrily walked out of the court in a rage, telling reporters, "I'm innocent." Trump's lawyers pushed for a mistrial over the level of tawdry details from Daniels on the witness stand. The judge denied the request. I'm Donna Warder.
Thousands of protesters angered by the government's decision to hand over control of some border villages to Azerbaijan have demonstrated in the center of the Armenian capital for a second day to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Parishan. The rally in Yerevan ended Friday evening without incident, but the high-ranking Armenian Apostolic Church cleric who is leading the protests vowed that they would continue. Armenia said in April that it would cede control of some border areas to Azerbaijan. That decision followed the lightning military campaign in September, in which Azerbaijan's military forced ethnic Armenian separatist authorities in the Karabakh region to capitulate. Chad's election results are being disputed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Chad's interim president, Mahamat Idriss Deby, has been declared winner of the country's May the 6th election. And that's even as his main challenger said that he had won. Sukseh Mazra has called on the security forces and his supporters to oppose what he described as an attempt to steal the vote. Chad's junta has become the first of several coup-hit countries in Western Central Africa to stage a return to constitutional rule via the ballot box. Analysts had widely predicted that Deby, who seized power after rebels killed his long-ruling father in April 2021, would win. However, Mazra, an opposition leader turned prime minister, had drawn larger-than-expected crowds on the campaign trail.
David Doyle from Reuters. Authorities in Argentina say at least 90 people were injured in Buenos Aires when a passenger train struck an empty boxcar on the tracks and derailed. It was a rare collision that has fueled questions about basic safety. The train was on its way from Buenos Aires to the northern suburbs when it derailed around 10:30 a.m. on a bridge near the neighborhood of Palermo. Authorities say it was not immediately clear why the empty boxcar had been on the rails. Dozens of injured people were treated at the scene and taken to hospitals, at least two by helicopter, with chest trauma and broken bones. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.